Energy use around the globe is expected to go up by more than 50% in the next 25 years. And the couple at the heart of our next story is trying not to contribute to that. They're trying to live completely off the grid in the North Michigan town of Cedar. But as Emily Fox of Here Now contributor Michigan Radio reports, they're having a harder time than they thought.
Rolf and Mari von Waldhausen used to live a life not that much different from many couples. They worked 40-hour-a-week jobs and lived in an average-sized home. They wanted to reduce their environmental footprint, so one day they did an experiment.
We moved all our belongings into one room in the house and said, let's see how it is to live in a space that's 12 by 16.
Then they tried another experiment.
There was a time that one summer at our house, we actually set up the tent in the yard, and we lived in this tent for 4 months.
Then came the big test. The von Waldhausens sold their house, quit their day jobs, and built a tiny cabin in the woods with no running water or electricity.
We call this our Thoreau's cabin because this is the place where we get a lot of our inspiration for living the way we do.
The von Waldhausens walk through their heavily wooded property that surrounds their compact home. After they moved here 4 years ago, the von Waldhausens got new part-time jobs, teaching yoga and tuning pianos. They got their water from a stream nearby, gathered wood to heat their wood-burning stove, and used their compostable toilet outside. Rolf says living off the grid is hard work, but he and his wife love it.
This way you get to be out in nature, you know, 365 days a year, and really getting into those natural rhythms that we in modern society have lost.
And they started getting closer to their neighbors. They trade their tools for eggs and syrup. Mari says they began spending more time with people around them.
Most people in most neighborhoods have no idea who even lives next door because you get home after dark and again, you just collapse.
Life was good. Well, that's until the local zoning and health officials found out. Turns out there are two major problems with the von Waldhausen's lifestyle.
A habitable dwelling should have running water to it and should have a means of sanitary disposal of the sewage. That's what our code requires.
That's Clay McNitt with the local health department. The second problem is that their 200-square-foot house is actually too small to be considered livable in their township. Tim Johnson is the chairperson for the Centerville Township Planning Commission. He says the von Waldhausen's house is four times smaller than the township minimum.
The ordinance was first written in 1976. It was first enacted primarily, although no one will admit this, but to keep single-wide mobile homes out of the township.
Johnson and the von Waldhausens fought the township board to get rid of the square foot minimum, but the board voted against it. The von Waldhausens are not giving up. Though they can't legally live in their cabin, they can stay in a tent on each of their three parcels of land for 2 months at a time. During the colder 6 months of the year, they house sit for friends and neighbors.
It's crazy to try and navigate basically these power struggles in government.
The von Waldhausens say they knew living completely off the grid probably wasn't legal in the first place. And government officials say this wouldn't be as much of a struggle if the couple had talked with the proper local authorities before they started their journey. But despite the bureaucratic and political hurdles, Rolf and Mari are committed to living off their land as much as they can, under the stars and under the law. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Fox in Cedar, Michigan.